We are up to Simon Tav Tes Sif Yud Aleph, and that's what we'll be doing. We're in the middle of Eruvei Tchumin Yud Aleph Mishabo Baderech. Someone's on the road. Umakir Ilon Ogeder B'Sof Al Payim Ama. He would like to extend his Tchum for Shabbos. He's on the road. It's Erev Shabbos. What he would want is to be able to walk not just 2,000 Amos ahead of him, but almost 4,000 Amos ahead of him. So what does he do? If he knows of a tree or a fence that's just at the end of the 2,000 Amos, and he's afraid it'll get dark before he gets there. He says that I want my Erev to be under the trunk of the tree. He's Kona Shvisa there. And he has 2,000 Amos from there. Even though he couldn't have gotten there if he goes at a regular pace, Elim Ken Yorutz, unless he runs. The halachi is mutu leilach l'sham benachas. He can go there slowly. Afopi sheinu magiyah sham ibaod yom, even though he doesn't get there mibaod yom. Avom lo yochel agiyah sham klal, but if there's no way he can get there mibaod yom, so then his erev is outside of his tchum. Lo yozuz memkoma, sherei okar dato mikam, v'gam sham lo kona. So what he did is he was mesalik himself from where he is, and he was not yet kona shvisa in the second place. So what's the first rule? The rule is that in order for it to work, it's got to be that it's within your tchum now, within your 2,000 amos now, and also that you could theoretically get there before Shabbos comes in. You need both conditions. The Mishtabura mentions that what happens if this place is in, say, on a bit of a hill that qualifies as a Rishus HaYachid, or in a crater that's 10 Tfachim deep and qualifies as a Rishus HaYachid. So your Shvisa anywhere there says that you have not only Alpayim Amah, but Alpayim Amah plus that whole enclosed area. V'dafka shi'icha dal rames fein betoch alpayim ama. Go'en shomer shivosel be'ikro. U'mikan ad ikro ein yosome alpayim. You need those conditions. That it's all within 2,000 amis and you set up a mokum mesuyim. Avalim ein kola ilim besoch alpayim. Let's say only part of the tree is within 2,000. V'lo yichad mokum tachtov. And you didn't say which part of the tree you meant. Lo kona shvisa. You're not kona. D'shema yibedatu al dal rames shem chutz l'alpayim. Maybe it was the second part of the tree that you had kavana for. The gam kan lo kona shri okadatum ikan. So you were okadasim both, and you're left without a tchum. V'lo yozuz mukoma, when he's stuck. Vim kulo o metoch alpayim, v'lo yichad mokum shvisoso. What happens if he gave a rather vague area, all of which is included in his alpayim ma'am? Akagom, shomer shvisosi tachtov. My shvis is somewhere under the tree. That's an enormous tree. Yeshlo dalir alofim imkomo litzara ilan. You get 2,000 amas to the tree and 2,000 amas past the tree. Chutz mishir meshach tachtav shel ilan. In addition to the whole area under the tree. Well, it's not an addition, it's subtracting, because we have a suffix if that's included in your makom erev or not. Meaning, do you start counting the second 2,000 from the very beginning of the tree or the very end of the tree? So memela, you're going to have to subtract that entire area from your 4,000. Kagon im shira ilin chaf ama, yesh lo alpayim pachas chaf ama. That's all the first shita in the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber brings the Rambam. Ula Harambam, the Rambam has several differences. Hakona shvisa berichuk mokom, velo siyam mokom shvisa so, lo kona shvisa sham, ela ba mokom shia omed bo kashach shecha. The Rambam has two chidushin here. Number one, the Rambam holds that if you didn't choose an exact 4 Amis, or at least within 8 Amis, then you're bechlal not kona shvisa. The second, so according to the Rambam, the problem of not having a place that is mesuyim is not that it's too big and it's going to come off the cheshbon of your 2,000. According to the Rambam, the problem is if you don't have a davar mesuyim, that's not called being kona shvisa. A second chiddush, we said that when you're not kona shvisa, the halachi is you can't go anywhere. You're stuck where you are. The Rambam holds out like that. The Rambam says that where you were at the time that at the time of Ben Hashmashis, you're kona there. V'chein im omer shvisasi b'makom ploni v'rochik mena yosu me'alpayim. According to the Rambam, if you said shvisasi b'makom ploni and it's more than 2,000, kona shvisa b'mkomo. You are kona shvisa b'mkomo. V'omer shvisasi tachas ilon ploni im yesh tachtav ches amas o yosu l'kona shvisa sh'lo yikiv makom shvisaso l'fikach tzorech l'skaven l'shpos b'ikro, so that it's a defined area, o b'dalar amish b'tzfon o b'dromo. Kim hoya tacht of poches mi ches amis, then is kaven lishbos tacht of konosh, and mixes makomo mesuyim, chen dasa rif bezeh. So that's the riff in the Rambam. L'chatchili you should be machmir for them. L'chatchili you should be machmir, but for the riff, but the first day that he brought here was a day of Rov Poskim. And there's a long bir halacha that you can rely on him. Now, another thing in the Rambam sheet is another kula, that if you're on Erev Shabbos, at the time you made the Erev, you're more than 2,000 amos away from the place you want to put the Erev down in, but you're gonna be within 2,000 amos when Shabbos comes in, according to the Rambam, that's good enough. Whereas according to the first sheet in the Mechaber, you've got to be within 2,000 amos on Erev Shabbos at the time you make the Erev.